This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Wade Goodwin.
Being a teacher is who I am, and I did not feel that I could live Joe's life, and he understood that, and I think that's one of the things I think he probably likes about me, that I am independent. I do have my own career.
That's Professor Jill Biden, and the Joe she's talking about is the Vice President of the United States. In addition to her public role as the Second Lady, she teaches full-time at Northern Virginia Community College. Jill Biden has taught for most of Joe Biden's political career, more than three decades, while raising three kids and at times going to school herself. She has three graduate degrees. Weekend Edition's Rachel Martin sat down with her at her office in the White House complex. Jill Biden is this week's Sunday Conversation.
I understand you just started a new school year.
Yes, so I was excited to be back, you know, as an educator. I think we all have butterflies in our stomach and can't sleep the night before, but it was a good day.
You have been teaching at Northern Virginia for how many years now?
Well, since we were elected in 2009, I started. 4 days after the inauguration, I was in the classroom.
So you're teaching English, you're teaching writing mm-hmm. at Northern Virginia Community College. What's the background of your students? Who are they?
I have students from all over the world. I have such diversity. It makes it so interesting. But in addition to that, I have high school students. I have, you know, moms who are returning to college. I have veterans. So my classroom every day is just interesting to me.
I remember in my own English classes, composition mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. particular, you have to draw on your own life oftentimes. Uh-huh. That's where you find the inspiration for writing. I imagine that's how you give out assignments. And in English class, you kind of learn things about one another.
Absolutely.
How much do you divulge about who you are and your role as the Second Lady and these other parts of
your
personality and identity?
I never mentioned Second Lady. I do get asked once in a while, you know, hey, are you Joe Biden's wife? And I'll say, he's one of my relatives.
Really?
And yes. Or if I get pushed, I say, you know, I'm your English teacher. And they'll look at me and they say, okay. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about Second Lady. I never mention it.
Why not?
Well, because I think I have a separate role there as an English teacher, and that's who I want to be. I want to be Dr. B, their English teacher. And I think they like that, quite frankly.
I read in a profile of you that you gave instructions to your security staff.
Yeah, to dress down. They have to look like college students, so no suits ever. And they blend in because you have to remember at the community college, there are all ages. The average age is 28 years old. And they have, you know, backpacks just like the rest of the students. And I don't think you could probably pick them out.
Can you tell us about a moment that was really challenging for you as an educator, whether that was a student you couldn't reach or had trouble reaching or a situation that was hard to navigate for you?
You know, as an English teacher, I feel that I get to know my students pretty well through their writings. Last semester, I had a young woman in my class who her parents were pushing her into an arranged marriage because she was from a different culture that believed in that, and she was pretty depressed. I think I've helped women who have been abused, who have written to me in their journals that they're being abused, and I've been able to give them help or find help for them. Those are challenging in that you kind of have to tiptoe around, but you need to provide help and support to your students.
And trying to figure out what is the line.
Yes.
Between,
yes.
Because you admit there has to be some compartmentalization
exactly.
As your English teacher.
I'm their teacher. I'm not, you know, really their friend, but yet they need to reach out to somebody who can help them. And a lot of times they may not have that person in their lives.
Do you have a success story of someone you taught who exceeded your own expectations?
You know, I have something that happened to me last week at our home in Delaware. We had birds in the chimney. So I called a chimney sweep to come out.
As you do.
Yeah. And so this man came out. And he said to me, you know, you taught my daughter several years ago. And I said, I did. And he said, yes. And I told her I was coming to your house. And she said, Dad, tell her that I loved her class and that now I too am a professor. And he handed me her card. And that made me feel great all day.
Lastly, a lot of families are sending their kids back to school last week and again this week. Teachers getting up, many of them for the first time, in front of a classroom. As someone who has done this for a long time, what is your advice?
Well, what I would say to the teachers is it's more important that you give your students the confidence to learn, to believe in themselves, than sometimes what the actual subject matter is.
Any plans to stay at Northern Virginia beyond 2016?
Well, we'll see.
Dr. Jill Biden, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.